This past week, we've been mourning the loss of two giants, Rabbi David Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, and Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha. And if we're being honest, it's kind of funny. And depending on the shul emails that you're getting and the communities that you're a part of, some people are only talking about Rabbi Jonathan Sacks Zatzal, and some people are only talking about Rabbi David Feinstein Zatzal. For some of us, we can appreciate both. If you in the YU Torah world, you got an email discussing the two of them and an appreciation of both Rabbi David Feinstein Zatzal and Rabbi Sacks Zatzal. What I find so interesting is that this week is about mourning the two of them, when they're two such different figures. In so many ways, they're similar, and a lot of people have shared different Torah about the similarities between them. And ultimately, a Jew is always a Jew, and ultimately, the people who want to impact Am Yisrael are going to have a lot of similarities. Yes, except Rabbi David Feinstein and Rabbi Jonathan Sacks come from very different places. Rabbi David Feinstein inherited Torah. Rabbi David Feinstein's father was the Gadol Hador, Moshe Feinstein. And the fact that he turned into Rosh Yeshiva is incredible, but it was the path that he was on. It was consistent with who he was and where the way he grew up. When he was 16, he was in the yeshiva, and he spent all of his time in the yeshiva. He had a kavrusa with Rav Nissen Alpert. They used to stay up all night learning on Thursday night to prepare for his father's shiur, his father's class, on Friday morning from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And they'd stay up all night, they'd prepare, they'd be in the shiur, they'd hang out a little bit on Friday afternoon, and Friday night they'd pass out because they've spent the entire experience learning, spent so much time the night before working to develop their Torah personalities and their Torah knowledge. Rabbi David Feinstein's whole life was guiding him toward a life of Torah. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks grew up with emunah pshuta, with just very clear, basic connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but his father was not a rabbi. Rabbi Sacks never dreamed of being a rabbi. I think for Rabbi David Feinstein Zatzal, he always knew he was going to be a rabbi. He kind of expected and planned on being the Gadol Hador. At 11 years old, his father was quoting him in his Igros Moshe. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks lived a very different life. And as we read Parshas Chayestara, I thought of something so fascinating. It was inspired by Rabbi Ari Kahn, although he didn't say this. But Eliezer, Eved Avram, reminds us a lot of Rabbi Sacks in some ways. Because the real story of this Parsha is the accomplishment of Eliezer, Eved Avram. Eliezer is sent by Avraham to find a wife for Yitzchak. This is the most important thing in Avraham's life, and he sends Eliezer to do so. This is a tremendous accomplishment on behalf of Eliezer, because let's appreciate who Eliezer is, where he comes from. The Targum Yonathan tells us in Brachos Yudalad 14:14, that Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. Nimrod, the man who tried to kill Avraham, arguably Avraham's first test in his life, when he's thrown into the Kivshon Eish, thrown into a fiery furnace for believing in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The man, Nimrod, who threw him into that furnace, his son Eliezer becomes Avraham's servant, becomes Avraham's right-hand man. And Eliezer, he is the paradigmatic Baal Teshuva. Eliezer coming from nowhere. There was never any dream of that he would be monotheistic. His father was the pagan par excellence. And yet Eliezer, over years and years and years, spends time with Avraham. He becomes the Dolo Mashke, the Damashek. He becomes like almost the Rosh Yeshiva of Avraham's Yeshiva, to the extent that when the most important mission in Avraham's life comes to the door, he says, Eliezer, I want you to take care of it. I want you to do it. Eliezer developed himself. He was such a strong, such a thoroughly accomplished Baal Teshuva that he could become the emissary for Avraham Avinu, to the extent that Besuel and Lavan think that he is Avraham, and he has to tell them that, no, I'm not Avraham, I'm actually Eved Avraham. They were honoring him like he was, messenger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In fact, he's a messenger of Avraham Avinu. What an accomplishment, what an incredible feat that this Parsha is celebrating, that Eliezer, the son of Nimrod, can become the person who's going to be the proxy, he's going to be the means through which Am Yisrael continues. The fact that this week we were talking about the son of Rav Moshe Feinstein is appropriate. The fact that this week we were talking about Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, I think, is an accomplishment no less than what Eliezer. Because it wasn't a given. He wasn't forced into it. He wouldn't grow up into it. He elected to become this person, to become this personality that we so adore. And so this week I'm thankful for Rabbi Sacks' efforts, and I want to recognize that the journey that Eliezer Eved Avraham goes on is no less, and maybe even just a small example of paving the road for Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, because the journey he went on to become one of the leading Jewish thinkers in the world today, and probably the spokesperson for Orthodox and Torah Judaism, is nothing short of incredible. Yehi Zichro Baruch.